Thank you.
Yes?
Roy Wilkins on 9-0.
Who are these names of these judges now?
Roy?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Mr. President, I'm fine, thank you. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Well, I hope that you had a good Christmas and a good New Year.
I did, sir, and I read about yours. Every little bit of it.
When are you going to get down here and start civil rights?
Well, as soon as I get rid of my board of directors and my annual meeting, which is winding up now.
Well, you tell them that I think that they got a mighty good head man.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know a better one in the United States than a fair one or abler one.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Now, you tell that NBC and CBS that you want some equal time and you get on that television a little bit.
I don't know whether you were. I know you didn't, but NBC had a...
They had it last night. I heard about it.
Yeah, they had one, and I put in a word.
What I want you to do, though, is get on this bill now, because unless you get 25 Republicans, you're not going to get cloture. Russell's already said that this cannot be quoted, but Russell says he's got commitments that they can't get cloture.
Yeah.
Now, I talked to Mansfield for an hour and a half this morning. He's not a fellow that likes to go past 4:30. And he all went right out. I told him I thought the only way to do it is like we did before, either go around the clock or get 67 people and start working on both. And I can't be too much of a dictator, but I'll help him any way I can. I stimulated him as much as I could. He went out and told the press that he'd have two sessions. He'd have to adjourn for the convention and come back. That's terrible. We oughtn't to come back. We ought to go on and get through. But he didn't mention that to me. But I think that y'all are going to have to sit down, and maybe not Clarence Mitchell. Maybe Clarence is a good fellow, but maybe he irritates him a little bit. But you're going to have to persuade Dirksen why this is the interest of the Republican Party. And I think a Republican goes along with you on cloture. Y'all ought to tell him that you're going to go along with him and help him. I'm a Democrat, but I think that if fellow'll stand up and fight with you, y'all can cross party lines. And let them know that you're going to go for the presidential candidate that offers you the best hope and the best chance of dignity and decency in this country, and you're going with a senatorial man that does the same thing, and then you're going to have to get busy and do something about it, because they say I'm an arm twister, but I can't make a southerner change his spots any more than I can make a leopard change them. And you know it, and I know it. I'm no magician. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to help every way I can. But you're going to have to get these folks in here, and the quicker you get them in, the better.
Very good. Now, I talked to...
If we lose this fight, Roy, we're going back 10 years.
I know. I talked to the House, Mr. Albert.
Yeah.
He called me.
Yeah.
He said he wanted me to come down sometime after the Christmas, after New Year's, and he wanted to talk with me about pushing this bill through the House. And I told him I'd be down, and I will. Just as soon as I get these people off my neck, this is my corporation meeting, membership, stockholders, annual reports, and gripe session, and everything all rolled into one. And as soon as I get them off, I'm going to be on this bill. And, Mr. President, we appreciate everything. We know what your attitude is, and we know that the work has got to be done here with us.
I'll help you, and I'll confer with you, and you can come in every day and talk to me about it, but then I'll do everything that I can, but I don't want anybody to get any illusions that I'm a magician, because I'm not.
I think they all understand that, and you would be, if you will indulge me one more minute, you would be surprised at the number of people I ran into over the holiday, among my own folks, I mean, who said to me, look, don't you think that Lyndon Johnson is going to be even better than the other man? Now, they are beginning to swing, Mr. President, and I've been surprised and gratified at their willingness to be fair. Now, I don't mean this holds true all down the line, every single one of them. I can't say that. But I'm talking about the ones that I've come in contact with, and they have surprised me, and I thought I knew them.
I'm going to put $500 million in this budget for poverty, and a good deal of it ought to go to your people, but we ought to have some better ideas about how it can go, how we can have adult education, how we can give extra school training. And I wish you'd give a little thought on that. Maybe get with Whitney Young or some of your other people and give me a little direction. These boys are pretty theoretical down here, and if I get it passed, I'm going to have more practical plans. So you give a little thought to that. Now, the third thing is, I don't want to appoint these folks to judges unless you all want them appointed. I've got a Hunter Johnson man that will farm me for Congress, for the Senate, for president, when I got defeated, for vice president, everything else. But I want to be fair to your people. Now, are these the best people that are available, and do you want them appointed? And if so, do you recommend them? I'm not asking to pound the flesh. I'm just being damn sure that it's who you want. If you don't, I want to appoint somebody else.
You got my wire, didn't
you? Yeah, but your wire was kind of, you just said that you feel that I would want to. Well, I don't want to. I don't know them at all.
Well,
I never met either one of them.
I'll tell you, Mr. President, briefly, Robinson is a top-notch man, Spotswood. Top-notch. He's a former dean of the Howard University Law School. He's a practitioner of the law, a student of the law.
Well, am I going to get any credit if I name him?
Certainly will. I'll see to that.
All right. Now, what about Higginbotham?
Higginbotham has made his mark at the Federal Trade Commission. And he's a young lawyer out of Philadelphia, not too young at that. Excellent training, fine background, an upstanding young fellow, and a 100% Democrat, I'm sure. Green would have said something to you if he could have about this. I'm sure of that.
And you want him appointed?
I would count it a favor.
Well, it'll be done, period. Now, and then, don't be so damn modest.
Modest is because I'm breaking my rule with you. You are a salesman out of this world.
No, I'm not.
I break my rule because I never ask a president for a favor.
I just want judgment, so all I want.
I'm trying to give you a judgment, that's it.
All right, okay.
For you, I said yes.
All right, well, it's been done. It'll be signed in the next 5 minutes, and goodbye, and come see me.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Fighting. So you're at